It's time for Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history. Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Hi, Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to April the 26th of 2016, which turned out to be a pretty good year for the Giants. Johnny Cueto, the right-hander's on the hill as he goes for victory number 100 in his career. It is a milestone. The Padres are the opponents. It's at AT&T Park. It's a Tuesday night, 41,413 there, in the midst of that consecutive sellout streak. For the Padres that night, John Jay, Myers, Kemp, Upton, Derek Norris, Alexi Ramirez, Jamile Weeks, Rosales, and James Shields is the pitcher. For the Giants, Denard Span, Panic, Matt Duffy hitting third, Posey, Belt, Pence, Crawford, Cueto hitting eighth, and Angel Pagan hitting ninth. So that sets the stage. The Giants come in 11-11. The Padres are 7-14. And we get ready for baseball. Johnny Cueto, big game Shields. Johnny Cueto goes for win number 100.
Big game James Shields facing the Giants, just as he had in the 2014 World Series. And not to slam the man, but he didn't live up to his nickname exactly against the Giants in the postseason. So that probably gave the Giants a little bit of confidence heading into the game. And if they need any more confidence, they could just look on the mound and see number 47 thrown for them.
Well, here we go. It's a typical night at AT&T Park early in the season in April. The Padres first. John Jay hits a double to right field. Myers grounds out to Panic. Jay goes to third. Kemp strikes out on a shimmy and a move by Cueto on a pitch low and away. And he gets Upton on a ground ball to short. And that's it for the Padres in the first. We go to the fourth. Still no score. Myers gets a base hit. Kemp strikes out again.
Got him again. Change up again. Just come at you the same arm action as the fastball.
Upton gets a base hit. Now it's first and third. Now Posey, behind the plate, looks at Cueto. Cueto looks at Posey. Upton looks at all of them and takes off. Tries to steal second base. Posey guns him down for the second out, and Derek Norris flies to left, ending the inning. So Posey throws out Justin Upton. We go to the Padre fifth. Still no score. Ramirez doubles to left. Weeks, it's a line drive to center field. Pagan makes a great play, but Ramirez tags up and goes to third. Adam Rosales walks, so it's first and third. Shields tries to bunt. Nobody can make a play, and now they're loaded. This brings up Jay, and this brings up Johnny Cueto at his best. He looks into Jay. He jams him. Ground ball down to Crawford, to Panic, to Belt. Safe at first base. The run scores. But wait a minute. Bruce Bochy is looking into the dugout, into Ron Wotus. Wotus gives him a thumbs up. They ask for a replay. It is overturned, and the Giants get a double play, and Cueto gets out of the inning. We now go to the bottom of the fifth, Chris. It's still no score.
We were treated to great pitching that night, great competition with a Posey kind of butting in a way, the pitcher's story by throwing out the would-be base stealer. A lot going on, even though there wasn't a lot happening on the field. There's so much going on, you know, with the pitchers doing their inner duel with each hitter. It was just great baseball theater going on that night at AT&T Park.
Posey tells us what it's like to catch Cueto.
Oh, I think Johnny commands the ball as well as anybody has ever caught. It's pretty remarkable to be able to change your delivery and timing as much as he does and still place the ball pretty much wherever you want to.
All right, we go to the bottom of the fifth. The Giants get on the board. Crawford a base hit. Cueto moves him over on a sacrifice. Pagan pops to second. But Denard Span, who got a lot of big hits, Chris, a lot of extra base hits, gets a double into the gap. Scoring Crawford, the Giants lead 1-0. Panic ends up walking, and Duffy flies to left to end it. We go to the San Diego eighth. Brett Wallace gets a base hit, a pinch hit hit. Jay strikes out. And Travis Jankowski, who can run, comes in to run for Wallace. Well, this brings up Myers to the plate. 2-2 pitch. Myers swings through it. Jankowski takes off, and Posey guns him down.
Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second. Double play.
Posey tells us what it's like for a catcher, knowing you better make a good throw or else a run is going to score.
Well, you like to have an idea going into the series and into the game, which guys might try a double steal and which might not. So that comes into play a little bit. Some of us are reactionary play, catch the guy on third, moving early, you might change your mind. But it's all happening pretty quick, so try to let instincts take over.
Travis Jankowski, who could run that year, stealing 30 bases, but he was thrown out 12 times, and that ends the eighth inning. That's the second runner thrown out by Buster Posey, and Cueto still has this 1-0 lead. We go to the ninth. Cueto is still in there, Chris. Matt Kemp flies to right. Upton flies to Pence and right, and Derek Norris, a ground ball down to third. Duffy's got it. Throws to Belt.
Duffy. Belt. And that's the ball game. Johnny Cueto and Buster Posey with a Buster hug.
And the Giants win the game 1-0 as Johnny Cueto gets victory number 100.
Bueno, digo yo primeramente lo desgraciado yo en este momento. Me sentí bastante bien con Posey y trabajamos y estábamos together trabajando.
Well, I just want to thank the Lord first, and I just want to say that I felt really good, and I think that Buster and I worked really good together tonight.
I know I'm going to date myself, Marty, but I missed the complete game shutout. You just don't see that many of them, and Johnny Cueto has treated us to a few since he's joined the Giants, and it's just, like I said before, it's just marvelous theater, a great mastery of pitching when a pitcher can do that sort of thing. And 100 wins, that's nothing to shake a stick at. It's a very significant milestone for a pitcher.
Oh, absolutely. Well, 2 hours, 28 minutes for Cueto. Complete game, as Chris says, 9 innings, 7 hits, no runs, a walk, 11 strikeouts. Shields did well, 7 innings, 3 hits, a run, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. For Cueto, it's victory number 100. In his career, he goes to 4-1 on the season. That year, the Giants end up in second place to the Dodgers, 6 back, but end up getting into the playoffs. And, of course, we know that they beat the Mets and then lost to the Cubs in a heartbreaking fashion in 4 games in the division series. For Cueto that year, 5 complete games, 32 games started, 2 shutouts, 219 and two-thirds innings pitched, 279 earned run average, and he goes 18-5. Boy, what a game for Johnny Cueto. And you know, Chris, he was in trouble the whole game, shimmying and moving the ball around. And as Buster Posey tells us, what made Cueto that very special pitcher. All right, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.
This has been Marty Lurie's Greatest Games in Giants History on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for 3 generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.